In a written statement, Lewis said Boggs' record is, quote, in direct opposition to everything I have stood for during my career. The Senate ultimately confirms judicial nominees, but Lewis added if he had the chance, he'd vote against Boggs. It comes after an influential member of the Senate Judiciary Committee reportedly said Lewis was okay about including Boggs in a larger package deal of judicial nominees. Congressman Scott took to Twitter saying if that was true, Lewis was a turncoat. Scott says he doesn't regret using strong language in reference to the civil rights icon.
He has a legacy, and that legacy was very near to being shattered. So I am very pleased that he moved to correct the situation. Now we're all united, and we're all on the same page.
Last summer, the White House and Georgia's two Republican U.S. senators agreed on a list of six nominees to fill long-running judicial vacancies across the state. Georgia Democrats immediately blasted the list, in particular the Boggs nomination. Prior to his time as a judge, Boggs served as a state legislator. He voted in favor of Georgia's constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage, keeping the Confederate insignia on the state flag, and creating a publicly available online database of doctors who perform abortions and how many abortions they perform. The Congressional Black Caucus came out against Boggs, but according to Scott, Lewis had been noticeably silent, and there was speculation that Lewis was quietly advocating for the package deal.
John had inadvertently put himself in a posture by being silent, by not answering these people, and people were using him. The White House was using him.
The White House did not return a request for comment, and Lewis's office wouldn't expand on the release statement. The Senate Judiciary Committee is likely to vote on Boggs in the coming weeks. If Boggs clears the committee, he still must be approved by the full Senate. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.